Republican Bob Dole is campaigning in the South. He says he'll give Americans a larger tax cut and set a better moral example than the current occupant of the White House. Dole's swing through the South comes on the heels of a similar trip by President Clinton. Dole's trying to shore up support in states that in the past have voted Republican in presidential elections. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold reports.
Although the centerpiece of the Dole campaign is the promise of a large tax cut, social issues are also emphasized strategically. In the upper Midwest, school choice is a recurring theme in the hopes of attracting Catholic voters. In border states, immigration. And in the South, a mix of family values, property rights, and defense. Traveling with Dole this week, former Education Secretary William Bennett tied it all together with this thread.
People often say to us, well, what's the main focus in this campaign? Is it the social issues, the moral issues? Is it the economic issues? What we say is it's all of the above and more. Because what we are talking about in this campaign, what Bob Dole is talking about back and forth and up and down across this country, is the restoration of self-government in America.
But when Bennett travels with Dole, there is more talk about the restoration of moral government than of self-government. Whenever possible, Bennett does what Dole has yet to do, directly attack the president's character, from his admission of trying marijuana to the alleged promiscuity of his former advisor, Dick Morris. There's no line the president will not cross, Bennett says, and nothing more important than character. In Louisiana today, Republican Governor Mike Foster picked up where Bennett left off, criticizing the president for calling to console Morris when the tabloid story alleging his affair with a prostitute first appeared. But the governor quickly moved from the national star to national policy, saying the president's word cannot be trusted.
There is a real, real difference in the two parties and in the two candidates. The other side is a wolf in sheep's clothing. Bob said in his talk to New Orleans, he hates to put a speech down because they pick it up and try to copy it and say it. But the truth is, they really are wolves. They're going to govern differently than they're talking.
As the president continues to unveil modest proposals designed to ease the burden on working families, Dole has increasingly framed his economic plan in family-friendly terms, a tax cut so that one member of a two-income family can spend more time with the kids, a per-child tax credit to defray future college tuition costs. The difference, Dole tells audiences, is in approach. Clinton's bridge is built with federal mandates like the Family Medical Leave Act. His bridge is built on prosperity.
It seems sometimes they have a million little programs on how the government can tell people to run their lives better. The government's got this. The government's got this. The government's got this. We think it's time to give American families back more of their hard-earned money because we believe that people can run their lives better than any government bureaucracy ever can or ever will in America.
Dole has not been distracted from this message since he first outlined his ambitious economic plan. He's shown more disciplined devotion to supply-side economics than his critics thought a deficit hawk could ever muster. But there are those, like Bennett, who've urged Dole to broaden his message. The tax cuts alone will not be enough. Since the economic plan was first proposed, naysayers within the party have held their tongues. But as the election nears and a predicted surge in popularity fails to materialize, that could change. Dole aims to buy a little more time with an early morning visit tomorrow to Capitol Hill, where he says he'll brief Republicans on the stretch ahead. I'm Elizabeth Arnold in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.